Fan Radio. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a little toasty out.
It's hot.
It's so
good
hot.
Good grief. It was so hot yesterday, but then went into dinner at, I don't know, maybe 6:30, 6:45, came out about 8:45-ish. It completely changed.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened last night. It didn't rain.
No, but it looked like it was going to.
Yeah.
But
and it had cooled down and the humidity was gone for a minute. And then got up this morning and bam.
I know.
Just smacks you across the face.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
who's back in the house? Got to see the football facility yesterday.
I was going to say, I did not go, but I saw that you did. And what are your thoughts?
It's the Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be among the best in football. Not just best college facility, but of places that play football professionally or amateur, college, whatever. It's got to be up there among top five, definitely top 10, without a doubt. Saw some guys from Georgia that I know started retweeting some of the stuff I was showing, like, Georgia needs this. And then that got picked up by, like, a Georgia media outlet, you know, that covers Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and then that spread a little bit. And so now Georgia fans are already envious of Kentucky's football facility.
You know, here they've always, it's always been a step ahead, at least, especially since Cal's been here with all the basketball stuff. I mean, it's always been first class, better than the NBA a
the
lot of
gold
times.
Standard.
Definitely the gold standard. It's cool to see both sides have that now.
Yes.
It looked just incredible. I mean, there's like interactive screen, the Gatorade bar.
That was pretty cool. The Gatorade bar. You just, so at any time you need some Gatorade or a Gatorade protein bar or whatever that performance food is that they have over there. The drinks, the pre-fuel, the refuel, the after-fuel, the whatever fuel. If you need Octane 92 in your Gatorade, they probably got that.
Now, did they have different flavors? The different flavors?
It wasn't fully stocked
yet.
But I'm thinking when it is, they'll have a tap, like beer tap.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It is. It's unbelievable. That was part of UK's contract with Gatorade. So I think Gatorade put that there. It's a $250,000 Gatorade bar, but I think Gatorade paid for it and stuck it there. But just, come on. I mean, in my locker room, we had, of course, we're talking high school, but just to give you perspective, we had a pop machine, and like, if you hit the Dr. Pepper button really, really hard and really, really fast, you might get two for 50 cents. This is a Gatorade bar with whatever you want, which is next to the dining room, which is the training table. And I guess I don't know the rules fully, and I didn't entirely understand how it was explained, but they can have one meal there that the performance chef cooks. They have a chef full-time, and he, you know, decides the healthy meal that they have that day. So I guess they eat one of those, and then they can have snacks. Remember the NCAA rule
Yes.
on snacks? So I guess they can have snacks a couple times a day in there.
So it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner in there.
Right. It's snack, lunch, snack, or snack, sack, dinner.
Okay.
Or duck, duck, goose, whatever. But it's an awesome place. I mean, it's a big, big area.
381-1313 if you want to ask Dan about what he saw in there. But what, aside from the Gatorade bar, what was the thing that either impressed you the most or surprised you the most or wowed you the most?
The locker room.
Yeah.
The locker room is just, it's out of its mind. I mean, like, I've been into the Bengals locker room within the last few years. I was in the Falcons locker room several times, about 10 years ago. And those were nice then. But this is just next step. I mean, you know how nice the UK basketball
Yes.
locker room is. this is just unbelievable. Like, each individual locker has its like own ventilation system, like air conditioning.
Oh, jeez.
It's a big padded seat with, and I think you can open the seat. I believe you open the seat and there's storage there, but then it has their own combination on it. Each one is a combination lock, so like a digital keypad. And then they got the cabinet up above it. But then it has their the picture of them in their uniform, you know, and where they're from up there against the locker. Each one is individually lit up with LED lights with the UK logo. I mean, it's just sweet. It's just really, really nice.
Now, what about the retina scanning?
That's crazy, too. One more thing on the locker room is when you walk in, there is a movie screen-sized television. So it can have whatever the coaches want it to have. So it can have that day's game plan, what jersey combination we're wearing today, or I don't know, just anything you needed to know, meeting stuff, notes, because it's the locker room, practice locker room, too. I mean, it's their locker room for everything, not just game day. So, I mean, they go in there before and after practice. So it can have all that stuff. Your meetings are at this time. So I said, so can you pump in, like, the 3:30 SEC game on CBS, you know, if they're sitting in here waiting to play a 7 o'clock game? You're like, we can put whatever we want in here. We can pump in NASA if we need to.
So why would they just not play over and over again the LSU game from 2007?
Right. To get them pumped. To get them pumped up. So, yeah, you can imagine now them sitting there. And they could break this screen up into, it is, I believe he said it was 22 50-inch TVs. Makes one TV. So you could put 22 different things up there at once on a 50-inch TV. So you just think about them, you know, chilling and watching whatever game or whatever motivational thing.
Yeah.
It's beyond. So then right off of the locker room is the bathroom, the shower area, which is fine. It's nice. But when you walk in there, there are two large hot tubs, you know, in-ground hot tubs with jets and all that stuff, and two big flat-screen TVs right there. So, I mean, it's basically Rick Ross's place in the bathroom.
And there's a cold tub, too, right?
The cold tub is over closer to the practice field. But the biggest thing about it is they thought so much on design and functionality that everything goes straight into something else that's needed. Like, the locker room is right off the hallway where all of their cubby holes are that correspond to their locker.
Mm-hmm.
So the locker room, and that code to get into that corresponds to this cubby hole over here where it's like a service window where they drop off their dirty laundry and then pick up their clean laundry in the cubby hole. And it is next to the cool down pool. So you come straight off the practice field, take your clothes off, give them to the people to wash them, walk into the cool pool at 52 degrees and walk right into the showers and then right into your locker and then go back into that hallway to pick up your clean clothes to put them on and you're ready to rock.
Yeah, that's pretty. Okay, now tell me about the retina scanning. Because I do, it feels so Big Brother to me.
Well, they didn't let us really see it or anything. They didn't give us a demonstration of the retina scanning. But it was explained this way, that it's just like an ID in your wallet or a key fob is the way they think of it. It's not a big deal to them. But the reasoning behind it is the facility does need to be locked. You can't just leave it kind of open because there's some accessibility. You know, you could climb over the fence, I guess, or something like that. But anyway, if a player goes out on the practice field or if he's, doing weights and walks outside to catch a breath or wants to do a sprint outside because the weight room is right off of the practice
field. And that's phenomenal, too.
Yeah. You can just walk right there. So to get into the weight room or to walk out and onto the practice field and then get back into the facility, they don't want to make them have like a lanyard and an ID or something, or carry a key fob. They just don't carry anything around. So when you're working out and stuff, you don't carry stuff. Like even if you just go to the gym, what do you do with your keys? A lot of places have a place to hang it, or you got a locker or something like that. You don't have stuff on you when you're working out. So this was their way of saying, well, they don't need to have anything on them. They can just get their retina scanned and that'll be their ID. And so I asked him, I said, is that Pentagon technology? Did you bring that in from the Pentagon? And he kind of joked, but he said, he went a little further and said, well, like the thumbprint stuff, that stuff doesn't work sometimes. It gets sweaty. Or he said, yeah, you could steal that if you needed to. I mean, you could scrape off the thumb and steal somebody's thumbprint. But nobody's stealing your eyeballs. That was like Dan Berezowitz's answer. You've got your eyes. You always got your eyes with you. Nobody's stealing those.
Can you imagine how bad someone would want to get into a practice facility to cut off someone's thumbprint?
Good grief. Good grief.
Why don't they just build a wall? Oh,
don't get started on that.
And make Tennessee pay for it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't even know where to go for that. That was so bad. We could talk about it next if you want to. 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. We'll talk more of this football facility, but just want to set you up. In about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll talk to the Sacramento Bee beat writer for the Sacramento Kings, Jason Jones. If you didn't see it, thekentucky.com, Lexington Herald Leader reposted one of his articles. I guess they're owned by the same company, McClatchy or whatever. So he had an article on doing hot yoga with DeMarcus Cousins and how DeMarcus lost all kinds of weight doing this. So he tried to do it, and it was tough for him. But anyway, he's going to talk to us. So he covers the Kings. So he's written some stories on Willie Cauley-Stein here recently and, of course, Scalabissier and covered Summer League. So we'll get some good perspective from him. I'm sure he's hanging out with Team USA or at least covering part of it anyway, Team USA Select. So we'll talk to him. And we'll take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is summer moving too fast? Get the horsepower to catch it at MLS Power Sports of Georgetown during the Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Sale. Get a 2015 Wildcat Sport for as low as $156 a month or 0% financing and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports to ride in the summer sun. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders under 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model, purchase, and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Tonight, your Lexington Legends and Asbury University proudly present Faith and Family Night at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. Seventh Time Down will be performing tonight. Get your tickets now at the Legends box office, in person, or purchase online at LexingtonLegends.com.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. Five flat screens and now eight new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at PrinceCuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUT. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, this is a sports show, but we, you know, dabble in other areas.
Sure.
And during football season and basketball season, we dabble less in other areas because there's more to talk about.
Yes.
We were talking about the football facility, and we will some more. 381-1313 is the number to call.
And there's some other football news to get to today as well.
But it is Lexington Restaurant Week. Last week was Lexington Burger Week.
Mm-hmm.
And Lexington Restaurant Week began Wednesday, but it continues all the way through the end of the week. And it's $26 as a fixed price. In some places, it's $26 per the meal. Some places, it's $26 for two. So, like, last night, we were at Sawgood, and my mom was like, it says for two. I'm like, they probably just mean there's no way. It's just one. Because it was an appetizer. It was a salad. It was an entree.
And a dessert.
And a dessert. I said, You're not getting two salads and two entrees for $26 plus the appetizer and dessert. And the guy comes, that's it. That's the deal. So just on like their menu alone, if you just ordered the entree that they got that was part of the deal, two of those would be like $28.
Yeah.
So just the entrees alone for two were already more than the $26. And you got two salads and an appetizer and a dessert.
That's awesome. That's a great deal.
Yeah. So there's just a ton of these restaurants. And so some of them, you're looking at like a $45, $50 meal for $26.
Half price, basically, yeah.
So I would like to hit every one I possibly could.
Did you do Burger Week?
I didn't.
You didn't, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. Yeah. There's just, it didn't fit me that particular week. Like, not that I'm against hamburgers. I am not. But it didn't work out the week for me, so I didn't. I wanted to try. I even had one right next door to me, Charlie Brown's.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
they have a good
there.
Burger.
Yeah, they do. Burger Week or no, they have a good burger. So try some of these other places. You went, didn't you try one at least?
I did. I had one burger at the pub.
Yeah.
And it was good. I will say I had my second wedding anniversary this week. And
congratulations.
Yeah, that's a big one. And we went to Tony's for dinner. My husband had never been there before. I've been there like three or four times.
Yeah, without him.
Without him.
Oh, boy.
And,
I'm surprised you're still married after 2 years.
But this is what, yesterday in the mail, we got a thank you card from our server.
Wow. That's good.
I mean, that's just how that, like, that's service right there.
Yeah. I had, there is only maybe one or two places in Lexington. As many restaurants as there are a ton here. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you've never been many other places or haven't lived anywhere else, you don't know. But I'm telling you, Lexington is blessed restaurant-wise. This isn't like a town for our size to have as many good options as we have. But as far as the big city, like Atlanta, New York, Chicago, something like that, that's where Tony's is. You can find those kinds of places where they make you feel like super special. Like one of my wedding anniversaries, my wife and I were in Atlanta. She was on business, and I just came down to join her to kind of make it a longer weekend. And we just had like a couple days in Atlanta to chill. We didn't make any real plans because we weren't sure how her schedule was going to work out. And we just said, well, let's go to this place for anniversary. And we got there a little early, like right before they opened, a few minutes. They said, but we're about to open. Just come in. Sit down at the bar. There's really nobody in there. And they give us like a free appetizer. These things like, oh, you've never been here before? Oh, you got to try these. Let me just get you these on the house. It's like some kind of cheddar cracker or something. I don't know. Anyway, he asked what we're there for. It was, well, yeah, it is our anniversary. That's why we came out. We're not from here. And, oh, it's our anniversary. Oh, okay. All right. So by the time they take us to the table and they're open and ready for us, it is decked out with like all these stars and glitter and stuff and candlelight.
Jeez.
And like a little box that says like, well, happy anniversary. Like they already have anniversary stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they just laid it out for us. And then at the end of it, there was like a complimentary dessert that they gave us. And it was just one of those things where they try to make you feel special. And that's what Tony's does. The big city restaurants like that will do that.
I mean, they got our dessert for us.
Yeah.
With the people we sat next to, it was their anniversary. And on the other side of us was their anniversary. It was great.
Jeff Ruby's, you know, been flirting with him coming here, his restaurant coming here for who knows how long. But it was this week, Shel Truman from the Lexington Herald Leader put out that Centerpoint is supposed to be open now in the summer of 2018, they hope.
I mean, it's...
Maybe.
It's one of those things, like, until it's all built and done, I just... It's hard. It's hard to take what anyone says.
Like,
and I'm not saying that against Cheryl Truman. I'm just saying... The developers, behind the project.
It wasn't her opinion. Yeah, it was, from the developer's mouth.
Many times.
Yeah.
So it's hard to go by that.
And Dudley Webb is the developer, and I don't doubt that he believes what he says, and I don't think he's lying. I just think things happen.
Right.
And that's what we just have to know. Stuff happens. You would just hope that, like, by the middle of next summer, it's not halfway up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then funding stops, and now instead of a hole in the ground, we've got a halfway built hotel or something.
Well, then we're getting Jay Alexander's steakhouse.
Now, I do, but Jeff Ruby's is kind of like Tony's in that they do that extra service
extra
type
stuff,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an extra step.
It's a different level.
Yeah. It's a star away, I guess is what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go to some fancy places. Still, there's fancy places, but that extra little touch.
So 3-1-13-13, if you can help me out with this, because there are so many restaurants. So yesterday, I get a text from this couple that we met several years ago in North Carolina. And we see them once a year at this event I typically go to in North Carolina for sportscasters and sports writers.
Yeah.
So they, Marty Brenneman is a big part of the group. So this couple that we know was in Cincinnati last night with Marty and at the Reds game and all that and texted me yesterday and said, hey, we didn't realize we were so close to Lexington.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing tomorrow? So they're coming down to spend the day with us here. So I want to take them
somewhere
somewhere tonight to eat.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make it
Lexington.
Lexington, yeah.
Hmm. Well,
see, I loved Middle Fork.
Yeah, that's a good place.
And I don't know how like specific Lexington that is, but that area over there is kind of neat.
Yeah, you got Crank and Boom right there, and you got the Ethereal Brewery right there, and that Break Room Bar is a hipster type place.
Yeah. If it wasn't 107 degrees outside, it might be even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could rain. Don't know. Middle Fork is a good one, though, as far as that goes. There's also, it kind of depends on the way you want to do it, but West 6th is a real different experience.
Yeah, I've never been there.
They have good food because it's connected to Smithtown Seafood, which is Weta Michael, the chef that owns all these places. And that's good food, but then you eat it in like almost like a beer hall. Like it's just a bunch of picnic tables in a big warehouse room with one big screen TV on one end or whatever. So you order the food on one end, walk through the brewery, and sit there. A little different, but you know, Windy Corner or Wallace Station.
And I've never been to either one of those.
Oh, that's it then. That's it. That's it. You got to go because you drive.
I can't believe I've never been to one of those places.
You drive through Horse Country on the way. So don't go fast so you make them car sick on the way. But you're driving through the prettiest parts of Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get there, they're very quaint and the food is fantastic. And I don't know if it's Fridays or Saturday nights. have to look it up, but I think Wallace Station has bluegrass, like on the back porch. Like, I have a big back porch. Yeah, you could go
out. That's the one in Midway, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like if you go Old Frankfort Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, at least Old Frankfort Pike, if you just roll out there. Or you could go Versailles Road to Pisgah Pike and then take a left when you get to the end of Pisgah Pike. Pisgah Pike is awesome to drive down as well. Like Windstar Farm is out there. So, yeah, I would think Windy Corner or Wallace Station. If someone is coming that has not eaten here before, you haven't gone to dinner
in Lexington. And I haven't eaten there before, so it would be fun for me, too. And we can take kids there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wallace Station has more sandwiches, burgers, whereas Windy Corner also has, like, seafood. Windy Corner has a more expansive
menu.
Okay. But I like Wallace Station's location better. And their food is still great there, too. If you're out on the back porch eating and there's, like, a bluegrass band playing and you are literally in the middle of horse farm.
Yeah, you don't
there's
get
more. Nothing
you
else
don't get
around.
More Kentucky than that.
Right. There's nothing else around. So that's a good place to go. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Right before the break, before we were talking, just the craziness that was the Republican National Convention this
week. I've just never seen anything like it. You've just never.
Never.
We have never seen anything like that.
No, just haven't. It's been a show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put another word in front of the show. But it got me thinking, though. It's so much, I'm just jaded anyway, because speeches are just that. There's nothing like that comes from them. You could go,
yeah.
Every politician. I mean, Obama had great speeches in, 2008 when he ran to get elected. And if you were to go back and pick apart his speeches, how much in the speech actually happened?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just saying that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Because they're all sweeping grandiose things like every child should be this. And there's never probably going to be a point where every child is taking care. It's just an unrealistic thing.
But some of the crazy stuff that Trump would say, like he never outlined anything. And that was a big, like, knock on Bernie Sanders. He would say, well, free college education for everybody. How are you going to pay for that? We'll figure out a way. Okay. So Trump is like, on January 20th, when you elect me, we'll end violence in this country. I mean, you just have to laugh at that. Are you kidding me? All right, so elect him the day he takes office. ISIS gone.
Yeah.
It's a thing of the past now. What are you talking about? Who's this ISIS you mentioned? Cops no longer have any trouble with unarmed black men. That's gone. I mean, the minute my presence alone.
Yeah, and he said, I alone can fix this.
Oh, it was just funny. So it got me thinking. I wish we had a candidate that would come up there and say, 8 weeks vacation on January 20th. Trust me. Trust me on this, all right? I promise you. 8 weeks vacation, law. That's happening. January 20th, you elect me. 8 weeks vacation. Absolutely.
God, I would take four.
Wouldn't we all?
I would take four. And that would be my candidate.
Yeah. A candidate that would say that and maybe like, let's change the tuition system. I am getting rid of all college loans. If you had a college loan, the debt is forgiven today. I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there just seem like, I don't know. I don't want to get too political, but there's stuff that like is just everyday stuff.
Yeah.
That would help people.
It was funny that
like
Donald went in on the airports. Is it really this horrible third world problem? I flew Allegiant. They're probably one of the cheapest airlines ever. There were some delays, whatever, but definitely didn't feel like I was getting off the plane in Jamaica, you know? I mean, when did this become such an issue? Why is he after them now? I mean, there's some other stuff going on. It just got me thinking, if you're going to promise stuff and say I can fix this, that, and the other, throw in some stuff that I'd vote for if you want my vote.
Right.
get some other stuff in there that maybe, well, I don't know. It's just, it's silly. It's the craziest election year of our lives.
I know.
It's just insane.
And now Hillary's running mate.
Yeah.
I have a gigantic problem with.
Yeah.
Because he is a Mizzou alum who says he openly cheers for Kansas basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
How can you trust him?
I don't know that you can.
He cannot be. That someone like that cannot be trusted.
Nope. Would that not be like
that's
graduating?
That's a UK grad saying I openly root for Louisville.
That's a problem.
It is.
381-1313 is the number to call. Get in here and we'll talk football next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports, baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading. Check it out online at bgsg.org. Bluegrass State Games, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism, LFUCG, Pepsi, Kentucky Utilities, Central Bank, the University of Kentucky, and Papa John's Pizza.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We touched a little bit earlier on the football facility. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. And something that Dan Berezowitz said, he is the director of football recruiting there for Kentucky. And he was, I guess, a big part of helping things go. Mm-hmm. And he has an office in the corner of the weight room at the top of the ceiling, kind of looking down on the whole weight room. But the weight room, it's 15,000 square feet. It is enormous. It has like a track on one side. All the weights in the middle, and then on the other side is another area to do some stuff. It has a cardio overhang, so it's up top of the stairs. And these cardio machines are like a curved treadmill. Like, it's curved in, which I hadn't seen that before.
Right.
Like stair climbers. But they're at the top looking straight out onto the practice fields and over the weight room. Anyway, it's a sharp area. By the time we went through it all, Dan Berezowitz said, this shows that we're here to play. We're here to recruit against anyone in the entire country. And they're chasing us now. Going even over to Commonwealth Stadium, that recruiting room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's this, the end of the end zone?
Yes.
And that big room, and they've got the patio out there. Because that place is so cool in relation to the stadium. It's like when schools play us now, their ADs are going to want to tour this facility. They're chasing us now, is what he said. So one thing this definitely does is someone I was taking the tour with yesterday said, well, they don't have any excuses now. Which, absolutely. You look at what's going on campus, just with all the buildings and the infrastructure that's being redone that Dr. Capiluto went to the state and said, we've got to have our money for this. And that's why that Rupp Arena thing didn't work out, with Mayor Gray mm-hmm. trying to push for this. And Dr. Capiluto's like, look, we've got to fix our infrastructure. I hear you on your priority. This is our priority. And if our two priorities can't work together, then I'm going to choose my priority. And he did. And you could see it on campus. I go through there all the time, and I went to school there, and to see how different it is, they have absolutely changed the infrastructure. So many new buildings that it is a new, nice campus for any student.
Facilities can no longer be a crutch.
Right.
I mean, and it needs to go the other way, where now you're saying look, it's a credit to Kentucky. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's a bonus. It's a reason to, like,
it's an advantage.
It's an advantage. That's the word I was looking for. And I don't know. It does. Things need to start happening.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, one of the players from Toledo that decommitted, I think the linebacker, James Hudson. Remember, there was James Hudson and Michael Warren, the running back, mm-hmm. and the linebacker. And they both were already committed to UK, and then they decommitted. And then, but they didn't rule Kentucky out as far as still coming here. And I saw a tweet from him that said, Kentucky's football facility on fire. Because that was all over Twitter, because every mm-hmm. media member yeah. is sending out everything it has on it. And then the players saw it yesterday.
Now, Russ Yeast has ruled out Kentucky.
Yes, he has. He is. Yeah, I saw that, and then I saw, like this week, maybe Thursday, I guess, Elijah Barnett, who played at Henry Clay, is mm-hmm. now at Kentucky, of incoming freshman, took a picture of the defensive ends room and defensive line room, and it's of Oliver Barnett, and he says, all-time leading in sacks at Kentucky. So it's a picture of his dad,
yeah.
you know, on the wall, which it's just, and that made me immediately think of Russ Yeast.
Yeah.
You know, your dad's the all-time leading receiver at Kentucky, and Louisville is on his list. That would be the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Is if he wound up at Louisville. And I'm not big on telling kids what they need to do. I absolutely think it's up to you. It's your life. I mean,
and sometimes you want your own path and you don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know,
what you do with your life really doesn't have anything to do with me. I mean, I'm not a consideration for you.
Right.
So how could you possibly get mad at a kid for choosing another school? But at the same time, Craig Yeast should say to him, look,
just hear them out.
Yeah. And Louisville, it could be good, but it's probably not. There's so many other good schools out here.
And ones that are interested in you. Yeah.
That want you. Let's just, you know, we could probably look.
Yeah.
Come on, Craig. We're pulling for you.
So what about Mikkel Horton's Periscope?
Oh, did you see any of that?
I didn't. I mean, I read about it.
I just happened to catch some of it, and he's got the Periscope out, and he's just, you know, walking around his apartment in that area. And like Jahleel Hychie is with him.
Yeah.
The cornerback, the defensive back that played here. And then remember, it was just like, well, he's not going to play anymore.
Yeah.
He decided to not play football. Like, well, I wonder what's going on there. Because he was kind of a big get.
He was a big get at the time.
And so now he was with them and said he had just got back from L.A., producing an album and had dropped an album. It's Jay Leal, like L-E-E-L. I guess it's where you can find his music on Apple. But anyway, he's talking about it a little bit, and his mouth gets to going a little bit to where it's, you know, some cursing occurs, and Mikhail grabs his phone and says, no, man, this is my Periscope. Don't be cussing on my Periscope. There's little kids and stuff watching out here. So Mikhail was, you know, aware that anybody could be watching, but from the get-go, Mikhail was praising Eddie Grant just over and over about how
mm-hmm.
how much experience Grant has, that he's just never been coached by anybody that knew so much, that you could just tell that Mikhail Horton was impressed by Eddie Grant, as opposed to, I guess, Chad Scott, which I think Chad Scott's probably a fine coach, but Eddie Grant's been coaching long enough to have coached Chad Scott and then,
yeah,
you know, beyond. So one of the things that I talked to somebody else, I talked to Darren Henshaw this week, and he mentioned how disciplined Eddie Grant is with, or how much he uses discipline in his approach. Like he doesn't take nothing, you know, and he's tough on them, and they've responded well, is what. So when a coach says that, you go, well, they responded well. Okay, you believe that. But then to see Mikhail, the way he talks about Eddie Grant makes you go, wow. So he must.
And unsolicited. You know,
right.
It wasn't somebody
right.
there asking him about Eddie.
Right. It wasn't. And so he also mentioned how the defensive backs are dogs. Like, we got some dogs. I'm telling you.
And I believe that to
yes,
be true.
How good they are. Yeah.
And he mentioned Matt Elam's weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was somebody like, you know, on Periscope, they've got comments. People comment, and so they can ask questions. So somebody asked, how much weight has Matt Elam lost? He goes, whew, he's lost 20 to 30, you know, 25 pounds, something like that.
And Stoops kind of said,
yeah,
you know, echoed that. However, I feel like if Matt Elam had truly lost all the weight that they have said he's lost before every season started, he'd be like a 185 right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like there's every season. Yeah, he's slimmed, he's dropped. But there was the same thing with Jared Lorenzen. Every offseason.
Yeah.
He's really slimmed down.
I can remember, though, I've got some shots of him from last fall camp and just, like, shooting them in practice and just remember how big he is. And then seeing, like, that little picture of him from the new facility that it wasn't a close-up or anything, but I could tell that some of the gut was
down a little bit. Yeah. I mean, he is also, you know, so big that 20 pounds on someone that's already that size is not a significant, where you would say, oh my gosh. But, and at the same time, you know, he's also, you would think, gaining muscle and all of that at the same time.
Right.
But he does need to be a significant factor. Significant factor this year.
Yeah, he's got to be able to play as many snaps, you know, not just two or three, you know, in a team's possession, or even four. I mean, he needs to be out there.
He needs to be out there.
Because he's going to be a big deal. Yeah, but Mekel Horton also said, a comment came in and said, we thirsty for a bowl. And Horton said, yeah, we thirsty too. We want that bowl game for sure. He was also asked who was the fastest on the team. He said Jeff Bidette. And then he mentioned that they were running hills yesterday. He said, I got about 20 hills to run. So then when we went to the practice facility and saw the encouragement stairs.
I love that name.
Those are the hills. So there is like an incline.
Did they let you try it?
No. It's not ready to be used yet. I guess you could walk up the stairs if you wanted to. But the stairs are three different links, you know, in between the steps. Like the middle row is just straight up steps. Concrete steps. But the ones on either side are different lengths for like plyometrics, like box jumping, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the left of that is just a straight incline. And those are going to be turfed. So they're going to have field turf over top of the incline and over top of the steps, the box jump things.
Okay.
And then the hill itself, that side, is going to be not grass, but some kind of landscaping weed so they don't have to mow it or cut it, you know. So they won't use that hill part, but they'll use the encouragement stairs, the incline. And they said that wasn't really like, it wasn't Stoops that said or any coach that said, hey, we need, you know, a punishment stairs, incline or a hill over here. It was the architects going, well, we're going to have to put a big retaining wall over there. It's not going to look that great. Big retaining wall is kind of ugly. And I mean, is there anything you guys can think of that you would like to have over there? Is there anything that would work? And I guess another architect or something came back with, well, we did something like this at this other place and it worked. And they were like, oh, yeah.
Good idea.
But they said, look, they've been doing hill training anyway. So they're pointing to another hill in another area that they've been running that hill anyway. So that's just a straight hill. They come in all muddy and, you know, from doing that. This would just be a nicer hill for them to run. 381-1313, if you want to get in here, we'll be back, talk a little bit more. And then coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll talk basketball with the beat writer from the Sacramento Bee, Jason Jones, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
But I never run away, even when
the Dan
I run away.
And Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from 3 independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com. Offices Lexington.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining ride since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high performance films and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411. Or get a quote and download coupons at LuckysAutosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, star audio, remote starts, and more.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We were talking a little bit about the UK football facility. Something else about it. The sound systems are insane.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like in the weight room, they started blasting It's a Party, you know. And it was just bumping in there. And then you go into the meeting room, which has...
It looks like a theater, kind of, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's a theater. The seats are super comfortable. They each have like the fold-up desktop, you know, like you would use in a schoolroom or whatever. So you could get something to write on. And then they played like a hype video and they do that THX sound, you know. And it would blow you away. It was movie theater quality sound in their team meeting rooms. And then there's something, it's not completely finalized, but I think there are deals going on with or opportunities for each meeting room, group meeting room, to be named after a player, like the Jacob Tammy tight ends room or the Danny Trevathan linebackers room or whatever. But they would have a chance to name the meeting rooms.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah. I think I made the comment of, Jacob had some kind of involvement here, and they weren't sure, they couldn't confirm anything. And I said, well, you didn't name it the James Whalen meeting room. You know, it's not his picture that's big up there, so.
It's not the Chase Harp meeting room?
No, it's not.
The T.C. Drake?
Oh, the Bobby Blizzard meeting room. But it was, they were cool meeting rooms. So it's the second floor. It's just a whole line of meeting rooms, one right after the other in a hallway, ending with the team meeting room. And then the offices, the coaches' offices, one after the other, all look out onto the practice field. So it's two practice fields that run out to Alumni Drive, and they're set up where the width of the facility is kind of like the 100 yards. That's how they're set up. Mm-hmm. But they could use them the other way, I guess, if they wanted to. They're grass, which I thought, okay, well, why would you have grass practice fields if you have a turf that you're playing on in Commonwealth Stadium? And it was explained to me that research shows that every day wear and tear in playing football, grass is better for your joints and for your body. But, you know, if you're going to play on turf, it's not so bad. It's not detrimental or whatever to play a 3-4 hour football game on turf. It's not that big of a deal. But just for every single day, grass is better for you. But then at the end, on the alumni drive side, towards their fence, is maybe like 30 yards wide, 100 yards long, of the same turf at Commonwealth Stadium. So if they wanted to run routes on that turf or just get a feel for it there, they've got it there. And then right outside the other end, the building end, right off the weight room, is also going to be turf. So they can come out of that weight room and do stuff outside right there.
Cuts and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because one side of that weight room is glass windows that just fold up. So you can open that thing up all the way, open air, and then do stuff on the turf and come right into the weight room and do stuff. It's amazing. But all those offices of all the coaches have just one big window that looks right on out to the field. And then every one of the coaches' office has like a 52-inch flat screen right there. So then you get to the corner office, which of course is Mark Stoops, and you go in and he has three monster TVs. Like one in the sitting area away from his desk, and then one just right next to his desk, and then one if he's looking left. So if he looks right, there's a big one. If he looks ahead to the right, there's a big one. And then if he looks left, there's a monster one. He might have one more somewhere in there. And he has some really cool posters and stuff hanging up with his family and NFL draft picks. And you go around the corner of his office, there's his own personal bathroom and shower and tons of storage space. And then the next door connects to a war room, like a big... It looks like a lawyer's office room. There is a huge, long boardroom table.
Yep.
And then there are these, almost like a bar, like a jury box or a chairman of the board type thing. And it's just this long high top that's got chairs up there. And then it has one wall that's all wood. And it looks like that would open up to a white chalkboard or TVs or something, whatever you needed during recruiting.
Smart board. No, yeah. Yeah.
Recruiting and stuff. It's just, it's crazy.
I think we would be remiss if before we took this break, if we didn't mention Boom Williams' sister passed away this week. Yeah. I don't know the story behind it. I don't know what happened. And it just was... He tweeted about it,
right?
And then, you know, followed that up with, "I've got to do this for my little sister." Coach Stoops, you know, confirmed that this week that he had, you know, left the team for a little bit to go be with his family and attend the funeral, and then he was right back to work.
Yeah.
So Boom will be playing with, you know, with a heavy heart this year. I would imagine that's not something that you just come back and you get over it. I don't know if she had been sick. I don't know if it was, I'm sure it was, had to be a shock to the system, because obviously she's, what, 16, 17 years old, something
his little
like that.
Sister, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he tweeted out a picture of mm-hmm. the two of them together, and she looks to be a, you know, a few years younger than him.
A teenager, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. I never did hear anything about how, why, and I didn't hear Stoops ask that, and, you know, I don't know if he should be asked that really on camera.
Yeah, it's probably none of our business.
Right.
But
yeah, just...
He does have some coaches, though, on this. Eddie Grand's story, I think, is, you know, pretty well known about losing a child.
Mm-hmm.
Stoops talked about how he unexpectedly lost, you know, his father.
Right, yeah.
So he does have a, you know... You would hope a support system and his teammates, I would think, will lift him up.
Yeah, it's just so sad.
I know.
To hear about what he's got to deal with. But Yeah, he does have, yeah, a lot of friends with him mm-hmm. for it. Like Mikkel Horton's Periscope yesterday, he was giving Boom a hard time just a little bit because Boom was walking around in one sock, I guess, in the locker room. And it was their last day in Nutterfield House. And so, anyway, we'll talk more UK football on the other side of this break here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
This is pretty good. I don't know. I'll do the highlights.
Because you deserve to end your day on a highlight.
Number one, Bryce Harper.
What a savage. I can see this a few more times.
All right, go home now.
Good night, everybody.
Sports Center at night, every night, 11 p.m., midnight, and 1 a.m. Eastern, only on ESPN.
This weekend, two of the National League's best go head-to-head in Busch Stadium when the Dodgers face the Cardinals.
Seager will touch them all.
Today at 6 Eastern and tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by Harley-Davidson.
SportsCenter at night. Kick back and settle in.
Hey, what's up? If you turn the channel, thank you for doing that.
Wake up the kids. It's not explicit. It's instructional.
To end your day on a highlight.
Storytelling. Neil and Stan.
Winners. Who's got them? Your boy. Allegedly.
Because when the sun goes down, SportsCenter lights up.
SportsCenter's top plays.
Time now for today's one big thing.
You can't fake this kind of chemistry.
I don't have anything left.
I've enjoyed this immensely.
SportsCenter at night. 11 p.m., midnight, and 1 a.m. Eastern. Only on ESPN.
ESPN Radio, on demand, the Baseball Tonight podcast.
Anything that has to do with strategy, I would probably be against legislating out, and I think there are ways with relief pitchers to make things move quicker. But if a manager wants to bring in a lefty specialist to face one batter, I'm okay with it. I don't want to remove that from a manager.
The Baseball Tonight podcast. Listen to it now on ESPNRadio.com.
Summer's premier event is almost here, the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. And this year, we're going all out in more ways than ever. The champions will be invincible. The food and wine, indulgent. The atmosphere, inclusive. And you don't want to miss the debut of our stunning retractable roof. So, you in? The U.S. Open, August 29th through September 11th. Nothing beats being here. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at usopen.org.
Counting down to kickoff.
I can only take so much of this. After all of this posturing and this side and that side, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to show up and be the quarterback of the Jets this year.
47 days until the NFL kicks off.
I continue to say it's going to happen only because my mind won't let me go to a place where it doesn't happen. All indications are that it isn't going to happen.
The NFL kicks off every morning with Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Sports. ESPN. Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Giants held the best record in baseball at the All-Star break, but have not won since. They look to Jeff Samardzija to stop their six-game losing streak today when they face the Yankees. San Francisco not yet sure if it will have catcher Buster Posey. He fouled a ball off his right foot in the series opener, left with a bruise. X-rays were negative. Officially, he's day-to-day. Posey, though, isn't the only injury the Giants are dealing with, notes ESPN's Tim Kirkjian.
They have to get their lineup healthy. Hunter Pence has been out since June the 1st. Matt Duffy's been out since June the 20th. And Joe Panik's been out since June the 27th. They have to get those guys healthy. And when they do, they're going to be the Giants again. I'm confident they're going to win the division.
Okay.
I think they're going to be a really good team on October 1st.
Indians third baseman Juan Uribe, Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts are also day-to-day. Uribe hitting the helmet with a pitch, diagnosed with a head contusion. Betts has a sore knee. The White Sox Chris Sale looks to become baseball's first 15-game winner of 2016 tonight versus the Tigers. He gave up just one hit and eight scoreless in his last start. More NFL talk coming up when Colts reporter Mike Wells joins Darian Booger in 15 minutes here on ESPN Radio. Just as their WNBA counterparts in New York and Indiana did on Thursday, the Washington Mystics refused to talk about basketball after last night's game. Instead, as a protest to the fines levied against three teams for wearing warm-up shirts that supported Black Lives Matter, Mystics players would only talk about issues currently going on in the world. Golf, Dustin Johnson and Luke List are tied for the lead at the Canadian Open.
The Dodgers head to St. Louis to face the Cardinals. The two are in the middle of the fight for the wild card, and every game is critical. The Dodgers and Cardinals, presented by Harley Davidson. Today at 6 Eastern and tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
An advertisement. When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating, and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this, I'm not just a lawyer, I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Tonight, your Lexington Legends and Asbury University proudly present Faith and Family Night at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. Seventh Time Down will be performing tonight. Get your tickets now at the Legends box office in person or purchase online at LexingtonLegends.com.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
UK Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2016, I guess, announced this week. And Rich Brooks is in there. And
as he should be.
So is Wesley Woodyard. It's pretty cool that those guys go in together, Woodyard and Brooks. Chuck Hayes.
Yes.
Goes in. One of the all-time favorites of the Tubby Smith era, wouldn't you say?
Has to be.
Yeah. Molly Johnson Belcher.
At the time, wasn't he the winner or the all-time winningest? Not all-time, but when he was a senior, I think he was the winningest player in college basketball at the time. Because I remember them sending out, like, notepads and things on Chuck Hayes at the beginning of the year trying to get a campaign for a first-team All-American for him. And I think his winning percentage over 4 years was better than anyone else in college basketball at that time.
He did win a lot of games, no doubt about it. Molly Johnson. Now, Molly Johnson Belcher, her last name, but she was a big-time softball player. I mean, really, the softball program's first star.
Yes.
First All-American. James Johnson, a wrestler, and Bernadette Madigan Duggan is a runner, and that's the class right there. Tomorrow, we'll have Molly Johnson on the show. She'll be on here at, I believe, 9:45 tomorrow, 10:45. So we'll talk, and we're working on Wesley Woodyard as well, trying to get him on here.
Now, I do want to talk about a picture that was tweeted out by Isaiah Briscoe.
Oh, yeah.
After did you see this? Mm-hmm. After the late-night workout.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the whole team in there.
Many of them shirtless.
Yes.
Brad Calipari with his tattoo, earned, not given.
And he is ripped.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to mess with Brad Calipari right now?
Yeah, you could see the veins in his arms bulging out in that picture.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's in the shape of his life. I do think it's hilarious every time he tweets something out, one of his sisters responds with something that an older sister would say to her baby brother.
Right.
And it's so funny.
He is just like his dad. He is using any criticism shot at him as just fuel, motivation. It is John and Brad Calipari against the world. I mean, I don't know anyone that thinks that he was just given this, you know? But John Calipari has so many haters that when you're on Twitter, I'm sure Brad gets all of those haters coming at him. But
yeah,
nobody that I know that's a Kentucky fan or anything thinks that Brad shouldn't be on the team. That, I mean, you look at him, he's clearly been working hard.
Went to prep school.
He's
you know, done enough to have been named like an MVP a couple times
right.
in some of these smaller tournaments around the country.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just
he's not starting. He's not the starting point. You know what I'm saying? So I've never had a problem with
it. It's just so funny to have seen him. And this is what his sisters, their perspective of this too, is he's that little kid. I remember John Calipari introducing him at the the presser.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. And then I remember seeing him in the locker room at 2012 on that run. And he was just like, He didn't have his body. He hadn't grown into his body yet. He was kind of dumpy, and it didn't look like a basketball player
right.
at all.
Now look at
him. And now he does, yeah.
He's transformed himself.
Yeah.
I did think it was, I don't know when this was, a month or two ago, that Brad and one of his sisters, why can't I think of her name?
Aaron or Megan?
Aaron. were in their parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many things does my dad have on display that are about him? Let's count the ways. And kept taking pictures and tweeting them out.
That was awesome.
Hilarious.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, going through, like, how many basketballs does he have? They showed one, like, a basketball with his name on it that he signed in his house.
Yeah. And totally making fun of him.
Yeah.
I mean, completely making fun of him for this.
Yes. It was awesome. How many pieces of, or they said how many pictures first, how many pictures does dad have of himself in this house? And once they exhausted all of that, they went, okay, let's go basketballs now.
it was great. But yeah, he's got his earned not given tattoo. Bam Adebayo looks like he could be a problem.
He looks like a professional wrestler right now. He could walk into WWE and give him a run, and they'd call him Bam Bam.
I mean, that's a dude. That is a grown man.
He is going
man.
To be a beast. I was watching, you know, this week was the...
Dominique Hawkins is ripped up, too.
Oh, yeah. He's been ripped. Look, Dominique's been ripped since 13 years old. I mean, the kid was blessed with it, and then when he picked up some weights, it was just like... muscles just started popping out everywhere. But the SEC Network had the UK Takeover Day on Tuesday, and so I watched the Kansas National Championship game, and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was just such a beast, the way I think Bam Adebayo is going to be, as far as having a
motor that doesn't stop.
Yeah, and in the middle, doesn't matter what arm, leg, head is in the way. That's my ball. I'm going to get it, and you're going to pay for trying to fight me for it. Just bruising, you know, and just the no-stop motor. Bam is going to be a bruiser in there. I feel for the guys like Isaac Humphries and Ty Winyard who are going to have, you know, hairline fractures on their ribs from trying to go for rebounds against him.
So what do you think about Isaac Humphries? Could he get in this year? Could he see some time, some significant minutes?
I wouldn't say significant, but I can see him helping out. I don't know about significant. I mean, he's going to have to be Bam's replacement. He's going to have to be the guy that gets the rebounds and gives Bam a breather. So I think if you don't have Bam in there and it's Sasha and Winyon Gabriel and Derek Willis, those guys are more lanky guys. They're not bangers. Whereas Isaac has a body where he can bang a little bit. So I think Isaac is Bam's backup as far when Bam needs to take a breath. So they go to. I mean, unless they go small, and I wouldn't say small. I mean, Winyon Gabriel and Sasha Clea Jones and Derek Willis are all very tall. But if they go more I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but up and down, faster.
Which is what the talk has been.
Yeah. And I think the Isaac is not the speed part of that. But I would think that Isaac does play a role for sure.
And, you know, you forget he was like, he's just turned 18.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a baby when he got here.
When you need inside presence, Bam gets in foul trouble, which is likely to happen. I think Isaac is there for that. But they showed that picture and they had those masks on. I guess those are like training masks. Have you seen those things where they help you like breathe through so you can?
I think it simulates maybe what it would be like in
high
Colorado.
Altitude, yeah, to help you. The conditioning thing.
Yes.
I guess. It was Isaiah had one on, and then I guess De'Aaron Fox had one on. I didn't realize maybe how dark Winyon Gabriel is. I mean, he is a dark, dark-complected guy. My goodness. But that team, when you start to look at each one, you go, well, there's De'Aaron Fox.
There's Malik Monk. I mean.
Yeah. It's going to be a good team.
But Bam is just. He has grown.
He's insane. Yeah, the UK basketball non-conference schedule came out this week. I guess it was released on Monday. And immediately, like, CBS Sports' Matt Norlander had an article criticizing it.
That's so stupid.
NBC Sports' Rob Doster had an article criticizing it. Their argument was that there's no true road games. College basketball needs elite programs to play early season road games for the health of the sport.
I disagree with that. I don't think that if Kentucky and Michigan State play on a neutral court, it draws less attention than if Kentucky was playing at Michigan State. I just don't. And I just don't think that college basketball, regardless of who's playing and where they're playing, is ever just going to have a bunch of attention at the beginning of the season. There's too much else going on in college and pro football, which are perhaps the two most popular sports in America, that they're just, no matter what, if they played on the moon, they're not going to take attention away from football at that time.
No.
It just isn't happening.
Not in November.
And because you can lose games. You can lose six games and be a number one seed in the tournament at the end of the year.
Right.
So it's not like every game is so crucially important like it is in the NFL and like it is in college football, where everything matters. Like, the beginning of part of a season doesn't matter. It just doesn't, who wins or loses. So it's still only going to attract those fan bases and college basketball hardcore fans. You're not going to bring in mainstream people no matter what, to me.
I don't see it either. Would it be cooler if it was at Michigan State and the Breslin Center and you had all those, you know, crazy kids with the white T-shirts on bouncing up and down and making it that kind of atmosphere like it was in Bloomington at Assembly Hall when Kentucky went up there a few years ago? Yeah, it would make for a greater atmosphere. Would it come through the TV a little bit? I guess so, but I don't think you're not taking anybody away from the football game. No, you're not. I agree with you completely there. And so.
And I just don't think that the casual sports fan is saying, I'm not watching this because it's on a neutral site.
No. That's not the reason that they're not watching. So I do disagree with these guys. And I think Kentucky plays a great non-conference
schedule. Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, there can't be many better.
Right. We'll delve into it a little bit more here. And then coming up in 15 minutes, Jason Jones from the Sacramento Bee talking Sacramento Kings basketball here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Texter writes in, Stugatz is right, it's only a crime if you get caught. You realize it's a crime either way.
Debatable.
It's not debatable. If someone goes out and leaves their pants behind with their wallet, and you come in and you take that wallet, you have committed a crime.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As we were talking before the break about UK's non-conference schedule and how it got criticized a little bit, here's the deal. We know that what happened against Indiana in the 2011-12 season, John Calipari said, it's just no more.
Never again.
This is not going to happen, and we're going to get Louisville, North Carolina on rotating years. We're not going to go to both places the same year and have them both come here. No. And what he's done essentially is gotten it down to one true road game per year in the non-conference portion of the schedule. Because, hey, we go to enough places in the SEC on the road where they're all jacked up that we're there, you know.
But my argument is against these guys, too, is criticizing it. It's like, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Has Cal not, does he not get his teams ready? I mean, do they need true road games in December to be ready in March?
His whole thing is to get them ready for the NCAA tournament which is played in places like
neutral.
Yeah. Game. Barclays and
yes.
Madison Square Garden and RCA Dome.
My
which
God,
is where
they play Kansas, Louisville, North Carolina, Arizona State, UCLA, Michigan State.
Yeah.
I don't know, does Stephen F. Austin still have that super good guy or was he a...
No.
He was a senior.
That was one of the criticisms, was like, Stephen F. Austin, Stephen F. Austin doesn't have this guy anymore. And
yeah, so they kept saying, that wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that happens before we know, you know, last year.
Right. So, if you have on your schedule Michigan State, Arizona State, UCLA, North Carolina, Louisville, Kansas, what can you say?
What? I mean... I don't know how anyone can criticize that at all. I just don't get it.
UK is number one in all-time wins. Kansas is number two. Is it North Carolina's number three?
Yes.
Okay. UCLA has the most titles. And then you throw in Louisville and Michigan State.
I mean...
Just shut up, guys, that you're...
Aside from Duke...
Yeah, who else would you put on there?
That's the blue bloods of college basketball. Mm-hmm. They play every single one of them this year except Duke.
Indiana would like to get in there.
But I wouldn't even consider them that anymore right now. But
no.
But so, yeah, I mean, you got to play some games against Canisius and Duquesne. I mean, everybody does. You have to.
It's a beefed up schedule. He's playing quality teams, and he's doing it on his terms, which is to only play one of them on the road. You're just not going to do it. Not going to go into some of these other places and have them go crazy and it not have any bearing on how the NCAA tournament's going to be. We're going to play in domes, football stadiums, NBA arenas, big arenas. We're not going to play in a 12,000-seat arena in the NCAA tournament where the entire 12,000 people are against us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that's a big deal to us. So,
and honestly, just a sports fan in general who likes to watch good sporting events, you know, or college basketball fans, whatever. When you look and see North Carolina and Kentucky are playing in Vegas, I mean, isn't that something that you kind of tune in for?
Yeah.
You know, you would probably watch it if it was at either Rupp or in Chapel Hill. You know, you would watch it anyways. But it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's play in Vegas. That's kind of cool.
It's a destination.
And you know Kentucky fans, fans love to take trips to watch a basketball game. They'll go. There'll be a ton of Cat fans in Vegas.
They should make the Champions Classic on a weekend instead of a Tuesday, because that's a trip. I mean, that's in Chicago or New York or the last 2 years. So now
again, you'd be competing with football then, and they just network is going to show
right
something, even if it is a two college basketball powerhouses. They're not going to show it Saturday night because Oklahoma and Baylor will be playing for a shot at the, not Baylor probably,
right?
But you know what I'm saying. Someone, it's going to be a game that's like, who's going to be eliminated from the playoffs and who might get, you know, it's too big of a deal.
You're right. But Madison Square Garden, that's a destination to go see that game.
Yes.
You know?
The Bahamas.
Yes.
That's a good destination.
It is. Yeah. These are good games, and the fact that they're not on the road is really what... They just want to see it, I think, these guys.
They just want to pick at Kentucky for something.
Yeah. Get Kentucky fans riled up. Yeah.
I mean, so, like, I don't know this, but on the flip side, are there people criticizing, Michigan State for playing Kentucky at a neutral site?
They're not writing about Michigan State.
North Carolina for playing Kentucky at a neutral site? Mm, no.
No.
So, I don't know.
Orlando Antigua. The guy was nice guy. Such a nice guy. Around here.
It's been an absolute dumpster fire for him.
They have not gone well.
And they have just lost. Yeah. They've lost it.
I hate to see this for him. He couldn't have been nicer to me.
Seemed
like a great guy. And so
he's got a great story.
Yeah.
He's a great recruiter.
And so now his brother is according to Jeff Goodman, is the focus of an NCAA investigation for academic fraud. So his brother wasn't allowed to go recruit the entire month of July, and they're looking at academic fraud. And Orlando, he was 8-25 this past season.
Yeah, I mean,
his overall record something like 17 and
it's hard 50 to imagine him getting another head coaching shot right away.
Mm-mm. He's not going to make it through this, right?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't keep his job.
I don't think so. And by the way, he might not have kept his job regardless of the NCAA stuff. He just hasn't won any games.
Yeah. But now you're coming up on practice. I mean, you're already allowed to do, I think, 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But here, what, October? I mean, it's coming quick enough that they better move if they're going to do something. I just hate to see it for him. Rod Strickland's down there, too, you know, from UK with him. I really thought Orlando was going to take off. Really did. He had DeMarcus Cousins' brother, didn't he? Isn't that right? Jaleel? Didn't Jaleel Cousins play for Orlando at USF?
I think so.
I thought so. I don't know. And one football note, coming up here in just a minute, we're going to talk to Jason Jones of the Sacramento Bee, and we'll talk basketball. Of course, DeMarcus Cousins playing on Team USA, the Olympics, and Willie Cauley-Stein playing on the USA select team against them in practice. So we'll talk to him about that here in just a minute. But we got to mention Dennis Green, the football coach. You're
some of my best years.
Yeah, has to be one of your favorite coaches because he led them to, one of their best seasons ever, the Minnesota Vikings, that 15-1 year.
Took a chance on Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And basically turned his life around.
That team was insane. I thought that team could not be stopped. The team with Dante Culpepper, where he would do the little roll thing after they would score a touchdown, throw into Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
Well, and he had Randall Cunningham that one year, too, and they were just a juggernaut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a high-powered offense. It was fun. We had Robert Smith in the backfield.
That team set the NFL record for most points in a single season.
Mm-hmm.
That team with Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Robert Smith, Dante Culpepper. And they went 15-1, and then didn't they get blown out in the playoffs by somebody? It just was this aberration. You couldn't believe it. You were just like, what?
And the time before that, when we were 15-1, we lost to on a kick.
Mm.
Gary Anderson hadn't missed a kick all year.
Oh yeah,
not one missed it. But of course, he'll everyone's playing the soundbite.
Oh, yes.
Against your Bears.
I watched that game. I remember that game so well.
That's how he will be remembered.
I remember that game, and then I was telling it to somebody. I'm like, I watched that game. I remember how it happened. It went down this way. And then he was looking it up or something and said, yeah, you're right. That's how I remember it. It was like a Monday night game, and the Bears were just stinking it up. And that was the year, I think it was 2006, when they went to the Super Bowl and everybody was talking about how great the Bears were. They just couldn't be stopped. They were just awesome. They were the best team in football
by
far.
You're going to crown them, then crown them.
Right. And Rex Grossman was 8-0 and all this stuff. And they laid an egg and looked horrible and were dominated by the Cardinals. And they were down 13 points entering the fourth quarter. And the Bears just woke up for a minute and scored two quick touchdowns. And we're up one, and the Cardinals had a field goal to win it from like 40 yards or something, a makeable field goal, missed it.
And that's let them off the hook.
Yeah. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's the way we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them,
crown their bleeps.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. Thank you, Coach.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yes. It was awesome.
What I didn't know about him was that he was the head coach at Northwestern and went 3-8 and was named the Big Ten Coach of the Year.
I didn't know that.
That's how bad Northwestern was that when he came in and they won three games, he's the coach of the year.
Wow. Well, he wound up second in Vikings history in games, wins, and win percentage behind Bud Grant.
Yeah.
So in Vikings football history, it goes Bud Grant,
Denny Green.
8 playoff appearances with the Vikings. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Jason Jones of the Sacramento Bee here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
Hey Lee, where are we?
We're at Sky Zone.
At Sky Zone. And why are we here? What do you do here?
Well, it's the greatest place on earth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you can play dodgeball.
Yeah.
Dunk in the basketball goals.
Yeah.
The people here are awesome.
Yeah.
And you can jump in the foam zone.
Yeah. Well, and your favorite is what?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. You play dodgeball over and over. And you're here all the time.
Yeah. Every weekend.
It's Sky Zone, Boston Road, and Man of War.
Here's what another satisfied customer, Ann from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
I was out mowing my lawn last weekend, and that's when I realized that even a small engine can have a big problem. That didn't sound good. So I went to Moses's, a one-stop shop for all your lawn equipment needs. From small engine repair to outdoor power equipment sales, Moses's does it all. And with experienced factory-trained techs, they have a reputation for fixing it right at 511 North Broadway, across from Broadway Mini Mart in Georgetown. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present two legendary artists in one concert evening, Steve Earle and the incredible Sean Colvin. Steve Earle and Sean Colvin together, same stage, same ticket, Tuesday, July 26th at the Lexington Opera House. For tickets, 233-3535, presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sunny game home to her favorite.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Big Cuz, former Wildcat, had 14 points, 15 rebounds last night in Team USA's exhibition win over Argentina in Las Vegas. He has been doing great since the season ended with Team USA and just his conditioning. He's dropped some weight. Jason Jones joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. He covers the Kings for the Sacramento Bee. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show, Jason. Thanks for getting up early and getting on the radio with us.
No problem. I'm in Vegas, so, you know.
Oh, you're in Vegas now. Yeah, okay.
So it's real early.
I really didn't go to sleep that long ago. So.
I was going to say, yeah. You might not have gone to sleep yet.
Exactly. So, yeah.
We read your article. They reposted it here. Lexington Herald Leader is owned by the same company as the Sacramento Bee, and so they posted it here with where you did some hot yoga with DeMarcus. That's kind of his thing now, right? It's worked well for him.
Yeah, and it's Rajon Rondo. He's already doing it. Rajon Rondo kind of encouraged him to kind of get more into it, get more serious about it, and he loves it. He said it's a great form. It makes him feel a lot better. Before his workouts, he'll do it. And he said, before Team USA got going all the way, that was like the second part of his daily workout. He'd do basketball stuff in the morning, then go do his yoga, and then he would come back and, you know, and keep working out later in the day. So he's really into it now.
Jason Jones of the Sacramento Bee joining us on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Jason, obviously DeMarcus is one of, if not the best center in the NBA. It hasn't translated into wins in Sacramento. Here in Lexington, and he is one of the most beloved cats of all time. Okay, like his smile, his attitude, everything about him, people love him here. And why do you think that has not translated to the next level?
I mean, well, honestly, he's in Sacramento. It's been a very unstable situation from top to bottom, and a lot of folks would tell me, well, DeMarcus isn't a winner. And I always say, you find me the guy who would be a winner in this situation he's in. I mean, he's had six coaches, two owners, ownership, you know, made some very bad decisions with the coaches. The draft picks have been awful. I mean, in a lot of cases, they have not put good talent around him. So.
But I feel like he takes the heat for that.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times that's the lazy, simple way to look at it and say, well, he's the best player. They don't win. It's his fault. And that, to me, it's really unfair to him. I was telling someone this week, he should be credited for even thriving in this environment, because there's a reason why a lot of agents don't want their clients coming to Sacramento, because they know it's kind of where young careers go to never start. And the fact that he's done what he's done in Sacramento to me is a credit to him. So is he perfect? No, of course not. No one's perfect, but it's really kind of simplistic to say, well, they're not winning because they have stood the market, but that's not really the case.
Is there any hope in sight? Does it look like it's getting better? I mean, Kentucky fans are particularly interested in the Sacramento Kings because not only is DeMarcus Cousins there, but then they just took Scott Labissiere in the draft. And, of course, Willie Cauley-Stein is a budding young star. Last year, Rajon Rondo was there. Is there any hope in sight here?
I don't know. I just tell everyone, when it comes to the Kings, check on me around Christmas, because usually by Christmas they've decided what drama they're going to have for the season. And, I mean, until they can kind of really get a plan of what it is they're doing. I mean, even with this past draft, you've got DeMarcus, you get the best center in basketball. You draft a center with your first pick. And you don't address your needs of point guard or small forward. And, you know, things like that aren't DeMarcus' fault.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got to get some other things straight before you get, before you start really looking at maybe getting better and winning. And to me, you're looking at DeMarcus' prime year, and if you're a front office, you should have had something figured out by now as far as a plan. You should be figuring it out.
How much do you enjoy covering DeMarcus and Willie, especially because they're two totally different dudes, but they have such distinct personalities? I mean, what you've probably discovered, with Willie a little bit, he's
a free spirit.
Such a free spirit. He loves the arts and fashion, and what do you like most about covering those guys?
They're honest. I mean, a lot of times athletes get a lot of flack for not being honest or kind of going with the company line when things are going on. Those two are going to tell you how they feel.
Yeah.
What for better or worse, they're going to say what's on their mind, and I love that about them, because especially in a situation like Sacramento, you can see what's going on and what might not be right. And they don't sugarcoat it. They just kind of say, this is what I'm thinking, this is what my mind, how I feel. And I'm not going to pretend like I don't feel, so see what I see. And I think that they do know how to pull back a little bit. Don't say everything. But, I mean, that makes it a lot of fun, because if you go to either one of those guys, you're going to get a straight answer.
We're talking with Jason Jones from the Sacramento Bee, and DeMarcus Cousins, in his situation, we've seen athletes before demand a trade, get upset, and DeMarcus definitely seems like the kind of guy with the personality and had the frustration level that's kind of spilled out into the locker room and with his coaches in the past, that he would say, all right, this is enough, I've had it, get me out of here. Why has he not demanded to be moved?
It's one of those things where it's a loyalty thing for him. And he also likes Sacramento.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be seen as the guy who ran because he couldn't get the job done. To him, it would mean a lot more to make the playoffs in Sacramento than to go somewhere else where the team is already good and just kind of join on to make the playoffs. He really wants to make it work in Sacramento. He really wants that success to happen in Sacramento. And so I talked to him about it before. He said he just does not want to be seen as the guy that ran. He wants to be seen as the guy that fixed it. So that's, and I mean, to me, it's amazing. I've even told him, I don't see how you don't ask for a trade after all this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how you just don't say, I'm six, seven years in. There's so much I want to do that I haven't done. I want to go to the playoffs. I want to win. How do you not go in and say, let me out? But that's not him. He's not going to do that.
Especially in an era where superstars are aligning together on teams to win championships. And so,
exactly, yeah. And he doesn't seem inclined to do that.
Part of me thinks that he has gotten this reputation where maybe other superstars are not thinking of him as a person to join forces with. Does he have a? How is he in the locker room with the other guys? His relationship with the coaches has been well documented, but what about with his teammates?
I can tell you, he's not the easiest guy to get along with at times. But you'll learn, I know from the NBA, a lot of good players aren't easy to get along with in the locker room. So there's guys who will say, well, maybe I don't want to come to Sacramento because I've heard the market is difficult or I've heard this. And I think a lot of that really just speaks more to the general, state of the organization, more so to get in touch with. When I wrote a story back in May to Coach Cal about this, and he said, if you look at the Team USA model, when you have structure, you've got, things are being done right and with respect, the market falls right in line and you kind of fall. Because the frustration you see and the issues you see in Sacramento are more related to just the culture not being right and things not being done right. And and being around the market, a lot of the things as far as not getting along with teammates and the frustration all comes back to losing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be interesting to see if the Kings could get, a solid locker room, settle the coach situation down, not change coaches every 100 games, get all that stuff together and create just a solid environment. I think he would thrive. I think he would be, the leadership quality that he does have would come out more. You would see more of it because I think when you're losing, even a guy like Draymond Green, I think in a lot of ways Draymond acts way worse than Marcus does on the court. Mm-hmm. But Draymond's team won 73 games, so Draymond's fiery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And DeMarcus is immature.
I think.
Which places people they would say, what's going on with this Draymond guy if they were winning 28 games?
Yeah.
I agree 100% with that.
Along those lines, what can this Team USA experience do for DeMarcus to be on the world stage, to be a big factor, to be a player who's going to be seen on the Olympics on NBC?
No, I teased him about it. I said, this is a situation where by the end of it, everyone's going to love you. And he said, I don't do it for this. I don't really care what to say about me. But I think that it will show people that he is a winner, that he's not just a guy who's about his stats. And I think he cuts from all these better rap, but apparently he's a stat guy. And it's like, that's the stat guy. So I think it'll show people this kind of just a tough teammate he can be. And I know in talking to people out here about the situation, but they're hoping that maybe some of the way things are done with Team USA can rub off on DeMarcus, and then he can bring it back to Sacramento, and he can turn that around and help turn the Kings around. So I would like that because I don't want to cover teams that win 30 games every year.
Yeah. We're talking
30 wins is great in college, but it's pretty awful in the NBA.
Switching players for just a minute, talk about your thoughts on Scalabissiere and how he performed in this summer league, because I know he certainly didn't have the season that Kentucky fans expected him to have here last year.
Well, he looked I was really surprised by him in summer league. He was real calm, real savvy. Like, he really had a good grasp of of the game. And, he was probably their best player in summer league, consistently. And he showed he looked like a guy where the pro game will really benefit his style of play a lot more than college will. The spacing something really helps him a lot, the ability to get away from the basket and do some things. I know I see Willie and DeMarcus. I know Coach Cal doesn't let you big guys go more than 10 feet from the basket.
And Cal has even said, I screwed up Scal this year. I screwed things up with him because I didn't play him the right way.
Yeah, and I think you saw a lot of this, the natural skill he has by him getting away from the basket, and he showed a lot of savvy. I know when one of the coaches said, all you got to do is get him in the steakhouse and bulk him up. they said he showed a lot of, that he played with a lot of heart, a lot of intensity. They're in a game where they're down 30. He's diving on the floor for a loose ball.
Yeah.
And he's a smart, thoughtful kid. We've always had great interactions with him. All the media interactions with him. He's been wonderful to talk to, and he's got an amazing background story. So,
yeah.
You know, and one last thing here before we let you go is the direction now that they're headed under this new coach. I heard Willie say that there were some things that they're asking him to do this year that he was told not to do last year. Like, look, you're in this box, and this is what we need you to do, and these are the things you need to do. Don't step out of this box and try to do something outside of what we need you to do. And he said that's different for him. What is the direction like compared to what it was under George Carl?
Well, I think with Willie, the main thing was, I know Willie felt really limited, that, you know, he was only allowed to do certain things. And I think they want Willie to be more of an, not so much an offensive threat or option, but to be able to, you know, help facilitate the offense, to do different things with the ball, to be the four. But to me, it's kind of a mixed message, because at the core, they still want Willie to be a defender, rim runner, rebounder. That's what they really want him to be, but they're asking him to do more. And like Willie said, I think sometimes during summer league, you've been programmed to do one thing or play a certain way for so long. Now all of a sudden you're being asked to do things that you haven't been asked to do. So I think at times out there during the summer, you kind of see Willie thinking and like saying, okay, now what do I do with this? And, you know, and maybe not being as comfortable as he could be. So, but I think that what they're really just trying to do is make it to where you get a situation where when Willie's on the court, you're not playing 5-on-4 on you know, offense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that he's an active participant and not just being told to stand there and wait for a rebound. So they want to see how that evolves. They still want Willie to be, you know, energetic. And Willie's even said he's got to get in much better shape going into this next, you know, this season to be able to play the way he wants to play going forward in the year two.
Hey, Jason, thank you so much for making time for us this morning, getting up over there and enjoy Las Vegas. Are you going on to L.A. to see him play China, Team USA?
No, I'm done with Team USA for the rest of the summer. I get to have a little vacation.
So all right.
I'm going to enjoy Vegas for a few more days.
There you go.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jason.
No problem. Okay, no problem.
Jason Jones there from the Sacramento Bee. Good to hear from him. He covers the team, so, I mean, he knows all that, and it was some good insight.
I mean, his Twitter cover picture is him and DeMarcus doing a selfie. So, and, yeah. And he sounded like he's developed quite a good relationship with him there.
Absolutely.
Where he's even said to him, why don't you ask for a trade?
Right. He sees, Jason clearly sees the situation for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk about that a little bit more on the other side of this break here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Summer is in full swing in Aurora. Complete your outdoor room and entertain friends and family with sizzling savings. 50 to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-the-line brands. Relax at the pool or in the shade with four-person lounge sets starting at $6.99.
Dine outdoors with a new five-piece dining set starting at $3.99.
Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here.
Get your backyard ready for summer fun.
Take advantage of the sizzling savings and hurry into Aurora.
Call 299-2932.
299-2932.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bing-ba, bing-ba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor.
Fleet Dock.
It's Uncle Ted.
Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless box office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, August 19th. Call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless box office or go online to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Idle Hour Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We were just talking to Jason Jones from the Sacramento Bee, and he mentioned that this is DeMarcus Cousins, what, sixth or seventh year in the league. Mm-hmm. And they still have no plan. They've been through two owners, six head coaches. They're just floundering around. And DeMarcus he likes Sacramento, the town, the community, and he wants to win there. He wants to make it happen there. He doesn't want to join forces with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson or Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony or whatever. Yeah. He wants to make it happen there and show that he's not running from it, that he can do it. And he is thrived, like statistically, as far as that goes.
He's the best center in the NBA, and it's not close.
And so when he throws a fit about not winning and shows his frustrations of being in a dumpster fire of a situation, he gets called immature, while Draymond Green gets called fiery. And it's, how many stories do we hear about, but he needs that to play the way we need him to play. If he doesn't have that, then that doesn't give him, he doesn't have his edge. So he's got to have that. It's a fine line because we don't have too many technicals and him not play. If that's DeMarcus Cousins.
And then he did end up having too many technicals and ended up missing a game in the NBA Finals.
Which wound up costing them the series. I mean, if he plays in that game, it could be different.
Yeah.
So it's, definitely a two things. Sacramento is not in a market that gets covered the way the other ones do. So DeMarcus Cousins is a...
So the only news that comes out of there is, he got two T's last night and was, that's the only news that comes out of Sacramento.
And then everything that he does is viewed differently because of where it is. And it sounds to me like he's getting even better. Like, so the window is closing, though. He's got, 3-4 years of where he's going to be in this kind of shape?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's lost weight doing this hot yoga, that means he can get up and down the floor even better. I mean, Cousins can handle it.
And he does that, and he was doing that now.
Anyway. Yeah. And so for them to turn around and draft, Scal, when you already have Willie and DeMarcus, it doesn't make sense when they were losing Rajon Rondo.
Right, and no offense to Scal, but it's one thing if it's like a once-in-a-generation center that you've got a chance to take.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was clearly a project from the word go on it, and they still, that's who they took.
Yeah.
When there's other, I mean, that's what a horrible draft pick.
Maybe they looked at
it
and
went, because it was Scal, but for the fit of their team.
Like, well, we've got Willie, but he can't do offensively what Scal can do, but Scal can't do defensively what Willie could do. But we could teach Scal to do that. Maybe they saw Willie Cauley-Stein and went, if it doesn't work out offensively for Willie, we've got Scal to be our Willie because they have similar skill sets.
But who's running the show and getting those guys the ball? I mean, that might be a huge question there.
So. Oh, well. Sacramento. And DeMarcus Cousins has to get traded to get what he's earned in the NBA. That's the bottom line. Has to be traded.
So coming up tomorrow, we'll talk to new UK Hall of Famer Molly Johnson-Belcher and hopefully Wesley Woodyard.
Yes.
That would be nice. And
Wesley Woodyard's people have gotten back to me, and we'll see. So he's working on it. So
we got a good show lined up for tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll be able to have him on. Rich Brooks obviously also going into that hall. Now, I've got Rich Brooks' number, but anytime I try to call him.
Isn't he still in Europe?
Or no, yeah, he's somewhere. I saw him tweeting out pictures yesterday of his wherever he's going. But when I know Coach Brooks, but evidently he just doesn't have the same affection for me. So when I call and ask for an interview, it's like, I'm, on the West Coast, or I've got a flight, or I'm busy. And so I leave him alone unless he's, in town or something. Just so.
He was the best ever, though. Love him.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right, we'll be back tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Thanks for listening today. Enjoy your Saturday.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Priscilla and Canal.
Sky Van Pelt.